Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hello.
We almost could have synced up our audio.
Yeah, it's
almost.
It's more fun.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean,
it's more fun. Oh, that's been very fun editing the Patreons, because you guys think we pause during the regular episodes for long periods of time. Woo! Dude, you are wrong. Jesus. Yeah. That was an example right there. That was an example.
Yeah. To be fair.
In case you were unsure what I was talking about.
I was putting Vaseline on my face. So I was doing.
All over it.
I was doing a thing. I'm working.
I'm working.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you're just slathering your entire body in lube. I don't even think that's Vaseline.
Oh. Boy, do we have a. Well, we got a lot of shit to talk about. First of all, lube.
Oh. I'm sorry. Was there an experience this week?
Oh, there was an experience with lube this week.
With lube?
With lube. Uh-huh.
Oh, that is a fun word to say.
It sure is.
Get ready to hear it a lot. This week's episode brought to you by lube with a hard B.
Oh my God. Dude, I have a new friend.
So sue me.
So call the fucking cops.
When Wendy said she put her arms out, like myself and all of you guys were about to fucking fight her over it. I have a new friend. You have a fucking problem with it? Whoa, no, we're all very happy for you. No, calm down. You're being really crazy about this. What?
Listen.
We like lube and pasta. We have a lot in common.
Yeah. And sometimes we put lube on our pasta.
I mean, they do make flavored lubes. If you're in a pinch.
Oh, we were in a pinch this week. And by in a pinch, I mean had been drinking. And sometimes when you make a new friend, like it's like when we first met, all you want to do is just like hang out.
Yes.
And laugh and put things in each other's buttholes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is if moms get your kids back in. This is a segment called Making Friends.
Yes.
Which you're never too young to learn how to make a friend.
Oh, and the ingredients you need for a solid friendship, you need laughter. I think you need communication and
lube.
Well, if you don't have lube, you can also use olive oil. Hello.
Oh God.
Dude. It's one of those things, like, remember when you were here and we were joking, air quotes, about getting bagels at 5 a.m? Remember when we were doing, like, a bit?
Oh, that hilarious bit? The bit that was both us just going, who's going to crack first?
Right. But seriously, it's already 4:15.
We might as well. What's 45 minutes? That's what I say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was one of those things where it's like, just, you know, you're fucking, you're hanging, and then it's like, I want to come in your ass. And I'm like, yeah. You just agree because you're like, yes. And again, we're trained improvisers.
And it never comes in more handy than when having sex with a new friend.
Right.
Another hot tip for children and adults and grandmas, when you're making a new friend, people make friends through all stages of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is yes anding, especially when stuff's coming in and out of bodies.
Yes.
You say no, it's not just going to put a stop on the current activity, may or may not involving olive oil, but it's going to put a hard stop on the friendship.
Yeah.
Because people only want us for our bodies.
Correct.
It's the only way Wendy and I specifically can make friends is these hot, hot. I mean, certainly no one wants to befriend us when they listen to this podcast and figure out our personalities.
Oh, not at all. Well, you know what? This is a weird thing that happened, and we'll get back to the olive oil lube at some point, I'm sure.
We probably won't. So
yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed that story that will never have a conclusion.
Oh my God. My buddy Robert came into town. Hey Robert. Apparently he listens to the show.
Sorry, Robert.
Yeah. Hi, and we apologize. And I haven't seen him for a while. He's grew up in the in Seal Beach where I grew up. And he's like, I'm in town for this jazz festival. We should hang out. So we hung out and we're talking. And he goes, yeah, before I came here, I like, you know, I caught up on your podcast so I could like know what's going on.
Oh.
And he goes, do you have any of those mushrooms left?
Oh, that is a great way to listen to learn about us.
Yeah.
Just listen, see what drugs we're currently doing.
Correct.
And if you can get some for free.
Right.
I'd say that's probably a good 50% of the listeners is just like, one of these days, this will all pay off, and I'm going to get free drugs from these old whores.
Yep, because we're like, we just need friends. Look, we told this is how we know how to make friends. We let you put things in our buttholes using only cooking products.
Do you have any Pam? That would be very convenient, actually.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to, with your hands that you eat with, touch those gross body parts.
Right.
Just get a can of Pam, which also comes in different flavors.
Uh-huh. You could do like
and you can spray it.
Who doesn't like a nice rosemary-flavored asshole?
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
This is important. Another billion-dollar idea. I got to make money quick. So we got to really start doing it. We got to Shark Tank with you guys. You guys are the sharks. Give us money for these great ideas. Is there not a thing, such a thing as spray lube? Spray on lube? What? Right?
There's got to be. Spray on
there
lube.
There has to be.
It's like spray tan. Like, you don't have time to go on vacation, but you want to, you know, look like you've been somewhere. It's like, look, we don't all have time to go to sex parties constantly, but if you want to look like you do fun shit on the weekend, we've got spray on lube. You can put it on your face.
Okay. Also, really quick, again, the computer's not listening to us. Our phones are never listening to us. I just Googled it. I wrote spray, and it auto-corrected to on lube. So I'm pretty sure that's not the number one search
you
when you type in spray. Just want to say that. We're fucking on to you guys.
I swear to God.
I typed in spray, and then it was spray tan was first, and then on lube was second. Which that's not, there's no chance.
There's no way.
No chance.
No way. And now, guess what I'm going to do?
Aerosol silicone lube.
I am going to...
Cherry rain flavor.
Oh, God. Cherry rain.
Oh. Cherry rain.
It's one of my favorite Willie Nelson songs.
Oh, I was going to say Prince, but also Willie. Well, Willie Nelson probably wrote it.
Yes. Those are the best, where it's written by an old pothead, sung by a
sexual young man.
Right. spray. Yeah, that only came up to you. Mine says, I put in spray in Google and it says spray paint, spray foam insulation.
Very weird, spray tan didn't come up first.
No, and then spray tan near me, then spray tan.
Just read them all. Just really.
Yep.
How many pages of this? How many times?
Hold on. Oh,
how many times can we kill?
I know. According to this podcast, zero. We have killed zero times on the show.
Yeah. Oh, I've not been recording.
There's something that says spray ground, which.
Click on that. What is that?
I don't know. If you're following along on your laptop, that you should not be because you're probably driving or sleeping.
Or sleeping. Yeah.
Sprayground, it's a rebel backpack company. The number one backpack in streetwear.
Hey, fucking cool rebels have to put their book somewhere too.
Yeah. So we have things like there are pictures of a shark. There's one with Barney.
Oh, so these are children's rebellious backpacks?
I guess.
Like ironic rebel backpacks.
Right.
There's Barney.
Why is it not called a rebel pack? That seems like a better name for it.
Again, give us money. We'll make these ideas better. Even like the spray on lube already exists. Mm-hmm. What about Pussy Fart Gang branded spray on lube?
I think. And how? What's it scented? A cherry rain queef.
Oh, speaking of queefs.
Well, and if that's not a cherry, first of all, cherry rain queefs are what I've got going on because it is day three of my period. And you don't.
That is. Let's start calling it cherry rain.
Yeah.
Instead of menstruating, period, menses.
Right.
Ugh. Have you checked the weather recently? big old cloud of cherry rain coming through this weekend. It's sexy. That's, we need to make period sexy.
Right. I do. I like it. Sorry, Mike.
And if there's anyone that should do it, it's you and me.
That's us.
Oh, I've taken like four period shits this morning. I've taken four cherry rain shits this morning.
It does sound nicer.
Nah, does it? When we say it?
Well, when you say it.
Like, we hire pretty models to say it.
But with this voice, cherry rain shits.
In that face.
Yeah.
What we do is we take supermodel bodies, superimpose our faces and voices. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a limited edition. We'll do these rebel packs, and that we have a cherry rain limited edition, and it's full of just spray on lube and tampons.
Yeah, the weird tampons I got that make my pussy itchy. Because I got to get rid of those, so we'll put those... We'll put those in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give your old tampons. What we can do, and the tampons, so it could be like cool and like a rebel, you know what I mean? Instead of the regular push pop way of the
push pop.
The push pop style of a tampon where you.
Oh, I understood what you were talking about. I was just very curious about your choice of words.
Those are the only two things that I know that do.
I believe
move
push pop
way.
Does come in a cherry rain flavor.
Yeah.
As well.
See? So there we go. And so now we're still on brand. Don't push me.
Push pop me. What?
Yes. Push pop me. But instead of that, the tampon, instead of a push pop way, we'll have it engineered so it comes out like a switchblade. So you're like,
oh, I love that.
That's pretty fucking cool, actually.
That's super rebellious. You put that in a Barney backpack, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, Now who
Real
loves
cool
you and who loves
in.
Me?
That's the thing. Tampon technology needs to be cooler.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, aren't you worried about what's in your tampon? You're putting it in your body. You should know what's in it. I don't care. I just want to get it in there in a cool way.
Yep.
It could be fucking a cigarette filter for all I care, as long as I can put it in a cool way. That's another cool thing. Tampons sold in cigarette packs.
That's a very cool thing. And it's just a giant, but
you can roll them up in your sleeve like Danny Zuko.
And the packs would be big. It would be like the size of those Deluxe crayon boxes. And you're like, hold on.
They're all supers. They're only super pluses.
Yeah. Excuse me, do you have a tumor? No, I don't know if you checked the weather, but there's a chance of heavy cherry rain. I'll be
what
right back.
What are you talking about? Ma'am, stop covering your private parts in olive oil in the middle of the store. Just take a can of Pam and leave.
And what we can do also to make it cool, because you know how people roll their own cigarettes? We can have you roll your own fucking tampons. We do the separate packs of organic stringy cotton. You sell rolling papers.
That is a great idea.
That's actually...
And also, every woman already knows how to do it, because you're fucking lying to yourself and you're lying to your moms right now if you've never started your period and gone in a bathroom and rolled up some toilet paper and shoofed it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or just shoofed it on the front.
Yeah. Now, shoof is an interesting word. I've never heard that word ever, and we make up
a
lot of words.
You don't read as much as I do.
Yeah.
So...
Shoof. That was the classic Salt and Pepper song. Shoof.
You make me want to shoof.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's pretty. Because what a cool. Because normally when you have to go change your like it's embarrassing and you're like kind of like cupping it in your pocket or your hand. You're like, I'm going to go in the bathroom. But what if you're on a date? And just in the middle of a date, or you're hanging out with your friends, you're doing cool shit, like playing dice in the alley.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah, you know? And then you just open up your Barney backpack, and you pull out a rolling paper and a bag of loose cotton strings, and you just kind of, as you're, you know, fucking drinking.
This is a great idea.
Or other...
Fucking drinking.
Drinking.
Because as we previously said, you're doing something cool.
Yeah. Which means,
so obviously there's drugs and alcohol and dice involved.
For sure. And we don't mean the game. We mean Dice, the comedian, Andrew Dice Clay. You're hanging
up a lot recently.
Yeah. You're hanging out with the Dice Man.
No, that started wrong.
I know.
You didn't even come out of the gate with that. Like you just nope. You gave up before you started speaking.
I'm trying to stay on
right,
brand.
It's me, Andrew Dice Clay.
Hi.
Right?
Hello.
Hello. Look, I'm going to smoke a cigarette, weird. So I'm smoking one of these fags.
Yeah, I got this fag wrapped around my neck, eh?
That's terrible. I do like the idea of Cockney Andrew Dice Clay. If someone could get us in touch with his people.
Please. But then you just pull out, you just fucking, you know, just sit there and make your own tampon. It's a cool way to do it. And then you can spit on it. Sound effects. Thank you.
Thank you. There, you sync it up there. Sync it up with thank you.
Oh, my God. I think it's a great idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, we're so smart.
This really is a good idea. Callers call in. Who doesn't want to roll their own tampons?
Yeah. I would do it in a fucking heartbeat.
That was so cool.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Also, then that takes the stigma, because it does annoy me when girls hide their tampon or when fucking they came out with the little tiny ones so you could like palm it, because it's a shameful thing to have your period and disgusting and women's bodies are gross. This is fucking take back the night, ladies.
Uh-huh.
You're fucking rolling your tampon at the dinner table.
Yep.
You're not ashamed. Yeah, I am on my period. You know, you can tell I got this big old bag of cotton on the table. And I'm spitting on this rolling paper. Just fucking put it in at the table.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate rebel pack move.
Yeah, just
roll
right
your
there.
Tampon and then at Eataly, just fucking pop your leg up on the counter. And don't even cut a hole in all of your pants. So you don't even have to take your pants down. You just scooch it in there.
Right. We're not asking you to flash people. We're not monsters.
No.
We're not saying flash your
we're
fucking
your moms. Cooter.
Bloody your bloody cooter all over the place.
Cooter's the grossest.
Yeah, we've cut holes in your pants, obviously. You still want to be a lady.
Yeah, come on. We're not monsters.
Yeah.
We're civilized ladies.
Yeah, you just
with our bloody cooters.
Yeah.
Hey, a civilized lady can have a bloody cooter, just like some whore at the truck stop.
Yeah. Most women.
Women are multiple things. We got cooters and we got brains.
Well, she's a real cooter brains. Oh, so she's got a cooter for brains, that one.
I love that. That should be just true as trash.
Yeah.
True as trash. She's got a cooter for her brain.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. Oh, I've been getting, I love Mandy. Shout out to Mandy. She moved back to Iowa for a little bit. She texts me. She goes, I'm going to start saying true as trash and just say that's what people say in New York. I'm like, fucking do it.
People in Iowa will believe it because they're like, yeah, that city's fucking full of trash. Full of trash.
Yeah, they're full of trash. Now, cooter for brain sounds like an Iowa saying for sure. Don't be like, in New York, they say true
Mandy,
as trash.
Is it?
Mandy, let us know. Mandy, get it started.
We were right about this Brayon Lube thing, or wrong, rather. So maybe we're right wrong about this, too. That's the ultimate. I'm never wrong if I'm always right wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, you just mix it. You can't question it.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, that's not a thing. You're going to be like, isn't it not, though? Yes.
Huh?
and then you just back away. You just slowly back away.
Isn't it not no they ask? And you just vanish into a cloud of cherry rain.
Just shoving tampons.
Just in different parts of your body, your ear.
All
your
over. Face. Should we make tampon earrings? I think we should sell it as a whole craft kit.
Dude.
We could sell it as a whole craft kit.
Megan? Tampon earrings. Now, kids, everybody listen up. We were doing jokes and riffs before. Obviously.
Now we're serious.
Only cut holes in some of your pants. Okay? Not all your pants, not your nice ones. This, if you think chicks wouldn't run around with tampon earrings, you little hang them and it's a little cotton thing and the ends of them are red, or you could do different shades depending on the, you know, the point in your cycle. And
I mean, they already exist.
The oh god damn it, fucking shit. Who are these cunts?
Some whores on Etsy make them, but they're not real. Because what I'm, they're what? Like.
This is where we get them real.
They're real in that they exist,
right?
But they aren't real tampons. They're like, you know, like little ceramic bloody tampons.
Oh yeah,
which
okay.
Like cute. Oh, that's so cute. Useless.
Right.
How many things do we're practicing our Shark Tank pitch? How many things do you have in your life that do no service to you?
Mm-hmm.
Why waste your money on a pair of ceramic tampon earrings when you could buy real tampon earrings?
Correct.
You're in a pinch, and then you look like a cool Johnny Depp pirate because you still have one in.
Yeah. And then as you use them and take them out, the colors change because everyone knows like the full, like the regular unused tampon is good for daytime because it's like, you know, just like a white kind of sunny. And then as you go throughout your day, when you go out for the evening, what's everyone want? Red lipstick. Well, what matches red lipstick? Red fucking earrings.
If you forget your lipstick, pop it on your lips.
Also, a blush. Everyone knows this. You don't need a lot of different makeup products.
It's true. If you just have like one or two good things.
It's multi-purpose.
Our tampon earrings are for you.
Right. And the other thing, and this is a big thing on Shark Tank, and this is in general, because what they talk about is everyone, you're not selling a product, you're selling a story, okay? Now tell me.
Tell me a better story.
Tell me a better story.
No, please, tell me a better story.
Yeah, because this is
not a good story.
I am very disturbed.
Who let these women in?
Now that's a story. You walk into a date, where'd you get those earrings? Well, let me tell you. Boom.
My own body.
What? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You just wanted jewelry? Oh, you wanted jewelry? Oh, that's too bad because we're selling art. We're selling art.
You don't get it. You don't get it. Also, your ear pods right now kind of look like little baby tampons.
I know, and that's why I know this will work.
People are already walking around with those useless tampons in their ears.
I know. I think it's cotton. They're lightweight because the ceramic ones, I bet, are heavy. So ours are bigger. It's a bolder statement piece, but they're not as heavy. They're not going to fuck with, you know what I mean? I think really it's a good, and hypoallergenic.
True.
Especially your tampons, all the cotton, the organic, whatever, no chemicals.
Oh, that are making my pussy itchy? Yes. Oh yeah, those ones are great. I mean, yeah. We should use them as jewelry because you can't put them in your body.
No, we'll use them
safely. So might as well.
And it's nice because it's at the beginning of the day again. It's like a nice, there's no, but at the end of the night. And the other thing too, once you've used them, not only is it a lipstick, a blush, okay? Guess what else it is? Perfume. What is that? Is that Chanel? Oh no, it's Cherry Rain. And it's right where you need it.
It's right where you need it all the time.
Yeah.
And everybody knows people are attracted to pheromones.
Correct.
This is a scientific fact. Strippers make more money when they're ovulating.
Yeah.
Imagine, take that bad boy one step further. Just rub Cherry Rain all over your body.
Oh, yeah.
Dip yourself in Cherry Rain. Mm. That's the fucking commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, dip. I like, because I was going to say cover, but no dip because you're right. Because dip, because you're dipping it, you know how you
in
dip
your own body.
You know how ladies, you know when you're dipping your tampon in your cooter? Excuse me, I'll be right back. I've got to take a dip in my cooter.
Oh, God. Oh. If one of us is ever fabulously wealthy and we have a pool, if you don't think we're getting plaques that say cooter this way. Oh, we're just going to go take a dip in the cooter.
Yeah. Excuse me?
What?
Y'all ready
I got
for
cooter brain?
Y'all ready?
It's so darned hot out here. I got me some cooter brain. Take a dip in the cooter?
Should we? Y'all want to take a little cooter dip? Dip in that coot.
Oh,
come on.
I like that even less than cooter. Coot. That's literally, that's like when parents have their kids call their privates different things. And it's so much more horrifying than if they just said a vagina.
Yeah, I know.
Or even pussy.
Yeah.
No, actually, hearing a four-year-old girl calling it her pussy, no thanks. But coot-coot
is
would be more upsetting than pussy.
Did your parents, did they have a weird name for you or for your privates or no?
Nope. Vagina.
Yeah. Mine was dumb cunt.
And that's why I've got to carry this backpack full of books around because I'm such a nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours was cunt cunt.
Yeah, mine was cunt cunt. It was dumb cunt. And I was like, are you referring to just my privates? No, that's the all of you. That's that.
No, that's just all of this.
Right. That's you in general. Look at this dumb little coot coot running around. Get over here.
Oh my God.
You are not taking a dip until you finish your homework. And by homework, I of course mean rolling mommy's tampons.
You got to roll tampons for the whole family.
Yes, yes, even your brother and your father, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to wear that shit as jewelry.
We gotta make some money, sweetheart. And you know mama ain't working.
Listen, we're making money off our coot-coots one way or the other. Y'all can strip or y'all can roll tampons.
And you're only 7. You know you got to wait till you're 10.
That's when titties come in this family, right around 10.
Don't you think we'd be good moms? I mean, I just think, like, do you think we could, like, adopt a kid?
Oh,
like,
I
just
bet.
Go into... I do think it's too difficult to adopt. I want to say that right now. Yeah. It should be much easier to adopt. Wendy and I... What's that kid fucking doing?
Yeah.
Just kid's going to go in the system. The system. We all know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be stuck there. Not have any love. When, instead... I think it should be like a rescue, like a dog rescue. Where like for $60, you can just go in and pick up a kid. They'll do a home visit.
Right.
I'm not an asshole. I mean, the kid's safety is the most important thing.
Right. And then you also, I mean, and I imagine it would be the same as like when I adopted Sebastian, because you go in and they
exact same. As like you often do, compare having a cat to having a child. It right. is the exact same.
Yeah, it is the very same. When I went in, I was like, hey, and they're like, we're going to give you, there's an older one that doesn't like people much. And I was like, that's the same kind of kid I want. Give me a fucking, you know, a 17-year-old.
Then you only got to deal a year.
I know.
And then, legal.
Hello. And guess what? It's legal.
Get that coot-coot out of here.
All the way around. Because guess what? I mean, you live in this house. You didn't come from my coot-coot, which means you can come into it, if you know what I mean.
But that would also be a good money-making scheme.
Yes. And that's my...
Legally adopt them.
That's from our new character, our new comedy duo called Moms Maybe.
There's also numerous question marks at the end of maybe.
Yes.
Like you say it, but then you have to keep your head tilted and look quizzical for like a solid 30 seconds.
Them's the rules. If you didn't come out of this coot-coot, you can come right into it, son.
Or daughter. Hey, it's 2020.
Yeah. A woman can shoot a load of cum into another woman's cooter. Anything is possible.
It's, again, 2020.
Gender
is
fluid.
Uh-huh. Cum is fluid.
Yeah, cum is fluid. Exactly.
And that's a good bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Cum is fluid.
Gender is fluid, and so is my cum. That actually is a good bumper sticker.
Yeah.
We should put that on the backpack, on our kids' backpacks.
Oh, yeah. Our rebel packs.
Yeah.
Barney. It's just a picture of Barney and then a little word bubble. Gender is fluid and so is my cum.
That actually works to that tune.
Sing it.
Does it?
I don't remember
that.
I love you, right?
I love you. What is it?
Gender is fluid and so is my
cum. We gotta make it rhyme.
No, we don't. I like it better like that.
I love you. You love me. Gender is fluid and so is my cum.
be mad that we have to stop using the theme song he wrote for us because we just created a way better one. If you guys are driving around all week singing that little ditty in your head, you should never have found this podcast in the first place. Rate and review.
Please. This is
rate
a good time
and
to
review,
say.
Please.
And again, 5 stars only and say nice things. And also, send us your orders for those earrings.
Yeah, we need earring orders. We need rates and reviews. Mm-hmm. Just accolades on how good our songwriting skills are.
Yes. If you know anyone in the music industry that possibly, you know, is looking for new talent, obviously that's us.
Oh, just do it. Do a supercut. What do you fucking have going on? Spend the next month listening to every episode of the podcast, pulling all the audio clips of us with our, I would say, beautiful voices. Mm-hmm. Singing, writing, discussing our writing process, because I'm sure producers would definitely want to hear that.
They'll be like, okay, so we made a super cut. You're like, this is, the file's empty. Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's great. It's super.
We cut it
it's
all.
Super.
And it's super.
I assume that's what you meant by super cut. Cut it all.
Right.
They just go, they delete all history of the podcast.
They send people to our homes and they just hold us down and cut our vocal cords. All right. Super. Super. There you go. No more.
Oh, you fucking think it'd be that easy? You pieces of shit. We will learn sign language.
Yes. We'll do. Oh, we'll do this in Morse code. We will tap.
Oh, beep, 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 boop, 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 boop.
Yep.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop. Should I just do? How much longer do we have left? I'm just going to do that for the next 20 minutes.
And I like your Morse code started out strong and then it petered out and it was like a video poker wheel.
I mean, just like my life.
Yes.
Really. It started out strong and then kind of really peters out towards the end.
Right.
Towards the end. Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Guys, I have bad news. Or good news, depending on how you...
Depending on whether or not you're me.
Yeah, everyone else is like, oh, this is fantastic news.
Ugh. Oh, my God. But yeah, I got fucked in the ass with olive oil. It was great.
See? And you thought you'd never hear the end of that story. And it was a twist ending.
See?
No, it actually went exactly where I thought it was going to go.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the twist.
Yeah. It was a twist ending in that it was twisted right into my ending. Hello.
Oh.
Word play. Thank you.
Is the butthole the ending?
I guess people call it like your end, like your back end.
I guess, but I would think like your tutors. Like your little toesies. Your little toesies would be the end.
My tutors or my cooters?
Your tutors. Tutors and cooters. Hey, some guys are into tutors, some guys are into cooters.
Yeah.
And it's 2020.
It's 2020, which means we play our theme song. I love you. You love me.
I already forgot it. Oh.
Gender is fluid and so is my cum. With a knick-knack, patty-whack.
Oh,
holy shit.
Oh, I'm out of coffee, so we're done recording this.
Yeah, olive oil, I will say that, and coconut oil, those are also good choices in a pinch. But he had like a mini travel bottle of olive oil, which is fucking insane.
Oh, I find that
disturbing.
Upsetting. Very upsetting.
I know. Well, he travels a lot? Question mark?
No. I'm going to go out of him. Never met him. Can't wait. If you're listening, very excited to meet you. I mean, no offense by what I'm about to say. He doesn't strike me as the type that, while traveling a lot, is doing a lot of like fresh Italian cooking in his hotel suites.
Actually, he is a really good cook, so I will give him that.
Oh, I'm not doubting that. I'm not doubting that. I'm also a really good cook. While traveling, I don't typically bring various cooking oils in my carry-on.
Yeah.
This is... Because I've seen those little bottles at the grocery store.
Yeah.
They have... Okay, it's that small?
It was it's tiny. It's like... It was... Like my pinky finger, like a little bit shorter than my pinky finger. Like it was a teeny one.
Did it say olive, or was he, did he put olive oil in a tiny thing?
No.
Or was it a branded olive oil?
It's branded. It's Colvita. Shout out. This episode, by the way, is brought to you by
what
a sponsor.
Are you trying to do?
This
you
was
freak
actually one really
tiny
long
olive oils?
This is actually one really long ad. You guys, we got a sponsor. It's Colvita. And we're trying to do like
use it for your cooking.
Right.
Use it for your sexual activities.
Right. It for every yeah, it's Colvita, extra virgin olive oil. And it was like a tiny
find it at your local grocery store or sex shop.
When I woke up, I turned and I like went to like look at my phone on the nightstand and I saw this little bottle and I was like, what the fuck is that? Because it's tiny. It was like the size of those little mini Tabascos that are like, and I looked at it and I was like, you have a tiny olive oil? Like, I just was shocked and I didn't ask. He was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I travel. And I was like, okay.
So no, didn't. No, like, that is not explain it. I've seen little, like the grocery, they have ones that are like that big, like a couple inches.
Yeah. Oh no, this is tinier.
So I was like, okay, that's for like weirdos, like bachelors. They're like, I need an olive oil or so. I don't know. It's like, it's a silly amount of olive oil.
Right.
But that's even sillier.
And there's a big thing, a regular size thing of olive oil in the kitchen. Like, so. But for some, he just was like, oh, I don't want to use the regular olive oil. This is the ass olive oil.
Well, yeah, he's not disgusting.
Yeah, we're not going to use the food.
Yeah, that's the food olive oil. This is the asshole olive oil.
Yeah.
Colvita, for asshole purposes only.
Colvita, well, they're more like Coolvita. You know what I mean? That's the...
Now I'm just thinking about Velveeta, which could also probably be used as a lube.
For absolutely. Well...
Oh, like a nice queso lube?
Yeah, the problem is it coagulates when it gets at a safe temperature for asshole use. That's the problem with that.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, we'll mix it with the Colvita. Colvita and Velveeta together again.
Vita. Exactly. Right. Together again, right where you like them, deep in your ass.
Now I'd love like a queso, like a nice hot queso.
Yeah.
Are you also getting that craving after talking about putting Velveeta in someone's asshole?
Oh,
I just,
yes.
Ooh, like get the Velveeta in there. Because an asshole's like warm-ish.
Really? What is an asshole if not?
But a crock pot.
If not a mini portable fondue.
Oh, God, that did make my stomach turn a little bit after we were talking about a lot of cherry rain shits this morning.
Yeah.
And now to think about crock pot and some Rotel queso dip.
Oh, Rotel. I don't know why that word made me want to vomit.
Oh, I'm having a physical reaction right now. We talk about a lot of gross things on this podcast. I also ate my body weight in chili yesterday, so that could also maybe have something to do with it.
Yeah.
But I am having a serious... situation happening deep within my body.
Yeah, I, you know, it's like it's all fun and games, and we're kind of there. But then when just the word
until
you bring up Rotel. Look, we can joke about eating Velveeta out of assholes all day long. I got no problem with that.
We're adult women.
Yeah, we're not ashamed of our bodies. Periods, we got them. Cheese in our asshole. Yep, got that too.
Right now, in me.
Okay. We're not going to act like we don't have those things. It's part of what makes us a woman.
But canned chilies. Now, fresh chilies. Throw them in there.
Yeah.
Oh, and like a nice tingle.
I love an ass tingle.
My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah, no, I do not feel good.
Not in like the good way. Not like I'm over here like,
No, my mouth is watering in the way of like, I'm also sweating and I feel dizzy.
I'm about to vomit.
Oh, Jesus. All right, quick. And this is a segment called Topic Change.
Typically, we don't announce the segment.
Right.
We just end previous segments. But this, we need to put a hard stop to. I do think that would be fun. We fart a lot on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
By we, I mean me. We burp. By we, I mean me. We talk about shitting. We talk about pissing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we've never done, which I want to go out on a limb and say no podcast has yet to broach this subject. Sorry, I almost threw up a little bit. Vomiting on the podcast.
That's, yeah, because a lot of people like segment music and whatever, but I think what we should do, this is our new thing, is we just go so fucking hard into a gross topic until one of us throws up, and that's when we change the subject.
That's how we know to move on.
Yeah.
This is a great idea.
Just the sound of violent...
Splash, splash.
Perfect.
That's toilet. Which, that... Obviously, there's not going to be a splash because we'll just be throwing up all over ourselves and the floor around us. We will not be in the bathroom.
It'll be more
or
of a
get
drip.
A bucket.
That's AMSR, baby. It's like a rainfall just trickling.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I really do feel like I'm going to throw up. And I like was going to drink coffee. And I'm like, I was going to have coffee. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking puke.
No, when I was talking, my mouth is watering so much right now. I'm having difficulty speaking.
I know. I got to switch to water. Like, what a fucking puke.
Guys, we did it. What episode is this?
I think
it's 100 and something.
It's 100. It's 100 and something.
100 I mean, and cooter.
100 and cooter. It's 100 and something. You know us. We don't count. We got cooter for Brian.
That's our new morning show. 100 and cooter.
Ah, I almost. I was like, do I swallow this water or do I spit it out? What do I
know?
No, what's
I'm
the
like...
Here?
I'm, guys, this is like a really important moment for this podcast.
We've grossed ourselves out.
Never have we grossed ourselves out to the point of a physical reaction.
Yeah, I'm sitting. I want to show
I'm
him.
I'm ill. I feel like I could throw up.
My phone down so you can see. I'm sitting like on the edge of my chair, like as if I'm going to. I can't even sit fully back in the chair. I'm like, I got to adjust my body. You know, when you get carsick and you're like.
That's how I feel. I feel carsick right now.
Yeah. I'm like moving around. I'm stretching.
I carsick burped.
Yeah. Oh, this is fucking gross.
Guys, what? You're welcome.
Yeah.
Because if we feel like this, you must have already vomited.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Because they, and by they, I mean you, our friends and listeners, have the fucking luxury of pausing
these
this.
Fucking assholes.
They can pause this shit, throw up, come back, and they're like, yeah, let me have another fucking drink. And meanwhile, we got to sit here and keep fucking throwing them back. We got to keep throwing back these cherry rain shots and act like we're fine.
That's a good name for a shot.
Oh, God, no. Ooh, I'm going to throw up in a different way.
Can we get some cherry rains all the way around?
Yeah. What is this? This is irony. Oh, no, no, not like the song, like the penny, like the element.
Well, that's what you do. Because it's not going to really be our cooter blood. That's crazy. To be in a restaurant. Oh, Wendy's show.
That was, I almost puked.
Ooh. So that we'll throw, it'll be like a nice vodka shot with like some grenadine. And then we throw a penny in the bottom of every shot.
It's a great idea.
For flavor.
And that's how you and then if you want to get wild, that's how you take the shot. Instead of like they do like, oh, body shots, or I'm going to put a shot glass in my mouth. You jam it in your cooter.
That you already have a hole in your pants to get that old-timey tampon rolled. And I know we can't normally speak, guys.
But this is for different reasons.
Did we somehow both get food poisoning?
I mean...
Is it possible to get brain food poisoning?
We've had brain poisoning for a while, but this, you know what I will say? And I know this seems like, you know, for a show, it's bad where it goes so off the rails that the two people that are supposed to be running the show are like violently ill, like holding back.
It's like like intense vomit.
Yeah, but I will say this. If this is not a testament to our ability to paint a fucking picture.
Hollywood.
I mean.
I don't have any questions or statements for. I'm just saying Hollywood.
And you don't need to. That's all you got to say.
You figure it out. You figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, you want stories? You want. We people want stories. How about this? How about this story?
We don't even need.
Yeah. That.
You know what? I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I think you got the point.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's like this like you see the trailer for the movie comes up and it just is like, just shows, it's like slow, like shots of us just like, just close up, just like rolling tampons, walking down the streets. Just bloody blood dripping from tampons, the hanging from our ears and on our clothes, and it's like just the slow music, and then all of a sudden it just cuts, and it's like beep it a beep, and then it just zooms in on us
coming this fall,
moms maybe,
7 question marks.
Oh my God. Yeah, my stomach is like, I'm going to stand up. My stomach is like cramping with like, in pain.
Yeah, no, we made ourselves ill.
Oh, God. Okay, let's change the subject. So, how's the sports bar?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you don't want to, you want to not throw up? Let's talk about my new job where I'm making $4 an hour. Does that make you feel good? How good does that make you feel?
No. Yeah. No.
Yes. It's a tipped job, so it's, you get tipped wage. That's why California is the best place to I mean, California, you make a lot of money serving.
Four?
Yeah, minimum wage here is 8.
Fucking hell.
But because it's a tip job, it's like $4.12 an hour or whatever. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm gonna see what the money situation is and then go get it. Because if I'm only making $4 an hour,
that's,
I'm going to go to a place. I'll memorize a fucking wine list. I don't want to do it. This fucking place. Okay. Because you know, my whole thing was like, I just want an easy job where it's like mindless, whatever.
Yeah.
This place had me take 7 tests. 7 different tests. Like menu tests, POS tests. I was like, this is wild that you guys are having me do this for a fucking beer and wings place.
Right.
They had me do like a fucking fake service to the manager.
That is not true.
Like the man, I was laughing. Like I was just like, I did extra hard server voice. Cause I was like, I've worked at a lot of places in my life since I was 15 years old. I've worked at a lot of places. All sorts of type of places.
Right.
Whoa. I've never worked at a fancy place that had you serve a manager. And, like, you're both playing a character. Like, I couldn't not laugh. I was like, this is crazy. He sat down and he was like, he asked for a Pepsi. Fucking trying to trip me up. They don't have Pepsi products. They have Coke products.
You are not being serious right now.
I swear, I could not... Like, I could not laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, who is doing this seriously? So he asked for a Pepsi. And so I was just like, oh, I am so sorry. Unfortunately, we do not have any Pepsi products, but I can grab you a Coke if you want.
My God.
Like, I was just like, and I literally walked away shaking my head. I was like, this is fucking insane. Like, calm down. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah. It's
when also, when like, everything's broken in the back too. This is, it's whatever. Like I had a table the other night, like one of my first tables, they fucking tipped me great. And it pissed me off because it was my last night of training. So I didn't get to keep any of the cash.
That's what
happens when you train.
This whole thing's fucked.
That's every restaurant. When you're training, you don't get to keep tips.
I know, but, and I understand, but it's still, that just seems like it's something that just is fucked up. Do you know what I mean?
It is, but whatever. It's great for the person. I mean, personally, when I'd train somebody, I'd always tip them out.
Yeah.
I'd always throw him like $20 or whatever.
Right, because you're not like, a depending fucking on how much asshole.
Because it is shitty to like go in and work 6 hours and do everything and then get. But whatever, that's just standard. But this, like, the pizza oven was broken. The beer they wanted, they didn't have. The other beer they wanted, like, said was on special, but wasn't on special. Like, what? Like, it was just all these problems. And they were, like, super cool, and we're, like, talking shit. And I'm like, this is, like, my first night. And the guy was like, you should get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, tell me about it, buddy. He's just like, what the fuck? Oh, there's cockroaches.
Well,
which
maybe
is standard.
If the management staff wasn't doing,
that
like...
That is standard, guys. Most restaurants... chock full of cockroaches.
Yeah. Well, maybe if the management wasn't doing like improv constantly.
Isn't that crazy? So we'll see. I'm going to work a couple of weeks and then I'll maybe.
He walks in
I'll
and just
fucking bite the bullet and
he sits
work
down
in a fancy
like,
place.
So we're going to do like a fake service. Okay, great. He puts on a fake mustache and he's like, hello. You got Pepsi? You're like, I can't fucking yeah. please. What are we doing here?
Can I get an iron brew? What?
Excuse me? You know what you're describing? It, that is like when you test to be like a master somm, that's what they have you do.
Again, I've worked at fancy restaurants that don't even have you do that.
Yeah.
They'll have a shadow, like where like your last night of serving or like of training, they'll have like a head server just follow you. Like you've seen that. Everyone's gone to a restaurant.
Right.
Where like. And then the person behind them is like just making sure they don't fuck anything up. But to actually like have a manager sit down and like play a character.
It's fucking wild.
Oh, I was just like, this is. I was and like laughing with the chef in the back when I went in. I was like, this is fucking. And he started laughing. I was like, I have never had to do this before. This is crazy. And he was just laughing.
And the, was manager like yeah. was manager being serious about it? Was you could tell he was just like, or was he also like, this is dumb?
I think he was kind of being serious about it. But also, like, you have to recognize that's dumb.
Right.
I'm not working at a place. I could get it if it's some fucking crazy, like, super high-end, like, Mexican place that has, like, a fucking glass of some tequila is like $400.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to know like certain stuff about these like tequilas, whatever. Like, that's why I didn't want like a fancy wine list place where like you have to know shit about the wine, but it's super expensive. So like, you can't open a bottle of this. Like, you can't fuck up the bottle they wanted.
Right.
And then we have an open $750 bottle of wine mm-hmm. that nobody wants. So I understand that. You have wings and pitchers of beer and buckets of beer. You have buckets of beer. So, guys, again, fucking go to college. Get a degree in what you love. For me, writing. Do stand-up comedy for years. Give up on all your dreams because you don't think you're good enough at anything. Move to the middle of the country. Get a job at a sports bar for $4 an hour.
But see, look.
Be 33 years old. All of these things you can have.
Yeah.
You can have these things.
Well, but you also, but now here's something, because a lot of times we go like, what's the point of life? And I don't see a point to this. You know, you think you gave, you know, you think like, oh, I gave up on comedy and on writing. But maybe all that training that you were doing, even doing this podcast, all this training and improv and yes anding and being free and loose in the moment, this was all leading you to the moment where you would be interacting with this manager. And it was like, now it all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
My whole life led to this point where oh. I...
Oh, don't even make that joke. That where is... I had now to, I'm going to vomit for a different reason.
Where I had to yes and my employer... about a Pepsi versus Coke thing. Do you know what I mean? And so you're like,
what is
everything
happening?
Comes together and
is
you're
it,
like,
it's 10:40. Can I have a drink?
Yeah. You're like, everything comes together.
Can I have a drink right now?
Yeah. There's everything serves a purpose. And it was so that you would go in and fucking kill it. Kill it in that improv scene. You just murdered it.
Like, ugh. I was like, ugh, I hope there's hidden cameras here somewhere because this would be great for my reel.
I mean,
I know.
It's not going to be for very long. It's for a purpose. It's for a purpose.
I might just do this for like two. I'm going to see how the money is. Because I'm kind of going to look at this like that second job I got in LA. Where I was like, as long as I make $100 a shift. Like, as long as I walk with $100 every night, fine, whatever. But if 2 weeks I don't, I'm going to. Real self-esteem boost. Got the job every place I applied.
Yeah.
So I'll just fucking go someplace else.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Well, and it's interesting because, and I understand like the idea of like, it's like, okay, because, you know, and this is for anyone, like if you're planning to move and you're like, okay, I want to move, you know, I want to move. And if there's a city that's more expensive and it's like, oh, maybe I'll stay here and I can, but if a city is more expensive, you can usually make more money there. So it's one of these things yes. where it's like, you know, you're like, okay, well, at this point, what's the move?
And I mean, that's the $4 an hour is very like when I was. That was fucking 10 years ago. But in Boston, it was at the time, it was like $2.37 an hour for tipped wages.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, that's why California, like people, it's kind of hard to get a serving job in California unless you have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a teenager, like going to work at a shitty place, or you have a lot of experience, it's hard to get a fucking job waitressing or bartending because you can, it's, I mean, you can make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends that have kids, and they're both fucking waitresses and bartenders.
Yeah, and you can make a shit ton.
And that's enough money to live in Los Angeles and have two fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could, like, that's, you're clearing $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
If two people, if a couple both works in service in LA, you could easily clear $100,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, that's the same here in New York. There's a guy, I went with my friend who we can talk about the mini bottles of, because now I am thinking about the mini bottle of olive oil. I was watching last night. So there's a new show on, and get ready. This is the segment of the podcast. Somebody make a throw up sound. Now we're just going to talk about murder shows that are new. There's a series on ID Network that I was like, oh, I wish you were here to watch this with me. It's called Evil Lives Here. Have you seen it?
Yes.
That's my new favorite one.
It's really good.
The way that they set it up and they talk about like, and just the way they set up the storytelling. Again, you can Google this and find out all the information, but it's more fun to watch because they essentially talk about, and the ones I've seen, and hashtag not all women. It's a lot of real dumb cunts letting like terrible men into their lives. And going like, well, he was nice to me. And like, there were signs. I found like a ski mask and knives like under his car. And I found, and then I found a videotape that he took of me when I was blacked out and he was raping me. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm just being a bitch. Maybe I'm just being a bitch.
But then he bought me breakfast.
Yeah. And then he cooked for me. But maybe I'm just being a cunt.
He raped me, but then he got me flowers. So it's like, which is more important, you
again,
know?
Again, and I know, yeah, he knocked me unconscious. He raped me. He videotaped it. And I know that that's bad, but like, I mean, I have kids, you know? So I'm going to be alone?
Yeah. With these fucking cooter brains over here?
You think? I mean, I'm trying to run this small tampon earring business and I don't, and I'm going to do that alone?
I need support.
I'm not an irresponsible.
Not financial support. No. Not emotional support. Just physical. I need physical support. I need someone to physically hold me up.
Right.
While I yell at my children to make these tampon earrings.
Right. I need someone to physically hold me up because my husband is drugging me with chloroform and raping me. That's only when he's not out raping women across the country.
Oh, he's raping. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could only be so lucky. Sister. I wish my husband was raping me. He never rapes me anymore.
Ugh.
He's just raping all these other women. I'm not good enough. Yeah. I'm not good enough for you to stay at home and rape me.
Okay.
I mean, you know, talk about a cut to your self-esteem.
I know. That's the one thing I'm looking for. You know, it's like, look, I can take care of the kids. I don't need a stay-at-home dad, but I would like a stay-at-home rapist. Let's keep the raping at home.
Call me old-fashioned.
Oh, I'm too conscious for you?
Hey, I think the sanctity of marriage, it should be between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. I know we're in 2020 and I'm supposed, but I'm an old fashioned woman. I think marriage should be between a man and a woman and he should only rape his wife.
Yeah.
You're married. You should have sowed those wild raping oats when you were younger before we met. Now I'm here. You rape me in our maritable?
Yep.
Yep. And in our maritable bed.
Right. And when you're raping me.
Bees. I'm throwing bees left and right.
And while you're raping me in our maritable bed, you know what I'd like to do? Because I've been watching these tapes. Not a lot of ambiance. Why don't you throw on that classic yacht rock band, Rapin' Oats?
No. No.
Oh, my God. Oh. I think Rapin' Oats is a great band. Oh, my cat.
Is it like Grape Nuts?
Yes, it's like Grape Nuts. Yes, the breakfast cereal. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was. That show was very interesante, but I do like it. But women are very, and what can you do? When someone's nice to you, you let a lot of shit slide.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, you do. There's another one that, and I think this is very funny. It's on MTV. MTV's getting into the murder show game.
Okay.
Which I just think goes, like, just kill yourself. When we were kids, MTV was, like, cool. It was cool. Like, they did cool stuff. Now they're just, like, desperate and don't know what they're doing. And they're like, ugh, I guess he's murder. You're, like, 3 years late to the game, MTV. No one's going to watch a murder show on MTV. Except for me, when it's hosted by Neve from Catfish.
Okay.
Oh, it was... Because they're trying to, it's like cool. Like they have like hip young MTV News, which I guess still exists. I did not know that. So it's like MTV News reporters, like a real cool, like 25-year-old dude with like a leather jacket talking to the cops about this girl that got murdered. It's really bad.
My God.
You need to watch it. It's honestly, the one story they did was like kind of cool, but I was like, whatever. It's like the girl died. It wasn't a mystery. It was no big mystery. This girl accidentally died. It was a tragic accident.
Wink.
But nobody nobody murdered her. She was fucked up and fell asleep in a freezer.
What the fuck?
It's like a crazy, but like there's footage of her. Like she's literally like bouncing off the walls. She's so fucked up. And then like stumbled in a freezer and she was so fucked up. There's no way she could have figured out how to open the freezer door.
Wait, so it was like a big industrial freezer?
Yeah, it was like at a hotel. She was at a hotel party. It was like some like high school girl at a hotel.
What the fuck? And so she just got drunk. She just walked into this giant freezer and...
There's footage of it. She's literally like zigzagging, hitting the walls in the hallway of this hotel. Like cannot walk straight, cannot stand up straight. And then, like, somehow, like they show her. She walks into the kitchen. She's alone. There's nobody else with her.
Holy shit.
And she walks in the kitchen, then you don't see her again. So, obviously, like, there's no camera right by the freezer, but you see her walk towards the freezer. So she fucking was fucked up. I don't know. I was like, oh, this is my room. And walked in, and then, like, they found her. Like, she probably walked in, like, slipped, hit her head, or just couldn't figure out how to get out.
Holy fuck.
That sucks. That could have happened to me and you 1,000 times. Luckily, we just don't hang out a lot of industrial-sized freezers.
Right. Luckily, we get drunk in places that usually don't have a working...
Bed.
Yeah. That usually don't have a working fridge. We are getting drunk in places like the sports bar where you're working, where just like, they have stuff, but like it doesn't really work. We get drunk in places where they're like, if you're hungry, we got a toaster oven. That's about it.
Yeah. Do you want us to warm up one of these Hot Pockets? It'll take about 45 minutes. But like that's, but the whole, so they did a whole episode about this and it's like, okay, she wasn't, everyone knows what happened here. Why is this? It was a bad murder show.
Well,
there was no murder. There was no murder. There was no mystery.
Right, but it was probably just like
conspiracy.
It was probably just like, you know, no disrespect. She was just like a hot chick, you know what I mean? So it was just a chick, and it was like, so you could see as she walks down the hall, she bounces off, and if you freeze it right here, you can kind of see part of her titty. Hell yeah! All right, after the break, she goes into the kitchen,
and then we're gonna get a cooter shot.
Hello,
MTV News.
Looks like someone's taking that coot for a cold dip. You know what I mean? Oh. Fucking, and then they found her body fully frozen. guess what, bros? That's definitely not lit. We'll be right back. Oh my God. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. But not murder. So get your shit together, MTV. If you're going to have a murder show, it better be murder. Not a sad accidental teenage death.
Yeah, and don't, I mean, and somehow.
Like, what's the next one going to be? A child drowning at a party? Just, it's the show's called Unfortunate Accidents. Where you just tell me a sad story about someone dying.
It's a child drowning.
Totally not of any fault of their own.
It's called Unfortunate Accidents, or like the woman in the freezer, a kid in a pool. They're just all the themes. It's just like coot coot dips that went wrong.
You don't want to dip in this cooter.
Hello. This. Welcome back to MTV's Unfortunate Death Show called Coot Coot Don'ts.
Coming up right after Ridiculousness.
And they're both hosted by Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, of course, exactly. They're just, it's, I mean, really, when you think about it, it's just a different type of fail video.
Yes. Hello.
Some would say, the ultimate fail.
We'll be right back after this. That wasn't the music. That was us vomiting.
Damn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. This brain.